welcome back, people, to the podcast, the Zoomcast, if you want to call it that. Mm-hmm. So Your Opinion Doesn't Matter, a great game that was created by one of my close friends, Lamont. And Lamont, say what's up to the people.
What's going on? What's going on? And today we have our new co-host, Cynthia. Cynthia's going to be holding down for us.
Hello. How are you guys? Hi.
There she go.
We're gonna see how long she's going to be able to take us it up before we annoy her.
So people, welcome back. Listen, it's this time of the show where Cynthia, our new co-host, is going to take over and lay us with some heavy questions. And sisters out there, you're going to want to hear this because I'm keeping it 100 transparent on the answers that I give. I don't know about Monty, though. You know what I'm saying? Lamont. I'm going to call him Lamont. Lamont, keep it 100. Don't hide from the questions, bro. Don't, you know what I'm saying? Don't sugarcoat it. Keep it buck 100. So, Cynthia, take over, my sister.
All right, I got you. I want to start off the show with today. The first thing I looked online, I realized that, well, I heard that Michael Blackson, he got engaged to his female today, the lady he's been with. And so I went on his IG page and see what he had to say about it. He proposed to her on the Breakfast Club. So he made a comment on IG, and I just want to share it with you guys. And I'm going to ask you guys some questions. It said, meet the future, Miss Blackson, Miss Rada, darling. And then this is what he says. Lady, men look for loyalty. Regardless of what we put you through, be loyal, stay loyal to your man, because we are fuck-ups, but we will eventually do the right thing. Nothing good comes easy, so trust in God, and what's meant to happen will happen. She's the definition of a great woman. Most of my haters call her a gold digger, but believe me, Rada has never asked for a penny from me. She's very independent, and she's actually the one who takes care of me. Plus, I'm allowed to have a side chick a month. Now, that statement right there, he's saying that they're going to get married. Okay, they're going to get married, but he's allowed to have a side chick a month. She's agreeing to that. What is your take on that?
You go first. Let me hear you.
My take on it is, like, you know, she's going for it, and she's partaking in it, and she's been, if he's only going to marry her because she was willing to participate in that before. This is not just, oh, boom, she woke up and now I'm going to just make you have a side chick. No, she was indulgent. I used to see some of the, his Instagram lives when we have like Big Butt Thursdays or Titty Tuesdays, and girls were coming on his live and she'll be right behind him. Oh, look, baby, showing her. Or sometimes she'll be in another room, he'll call over. But then only reason I thought that had to be his real shorty, because it usually be the same girl with her homegirls there. So, I mean, like, she's into this, you know, whatever happened, whatever was good for him is good for me, because she's getting somebody to deal. I think so. I think she's, you know, bisexual, and she doesn't mind. It's all good.
You say it's all good. John?
I would like to first say that any answer that I give is a disclaimer that I was kidding. No, all honest, all jokes aside, she has to be sexually liberated, right? So she's not strapped down to confines of what society sets out there to be now, which is, you know, you get married, you're with one person, right? There's different religions or different type of cultures where, you know, people are allowed to have more than one wives, right? But that's not to be frowned upon. You know, we shouldn't judge an individual what they want to do within their relationship. Is that something for me? I sat here and thought about it, and I said, two wives? Oh, heck no. I don't have no time for that. That's too much energy. Number one. Number two, you know, like I said, I guess I've gotten all these things out of my system. It's not a necessary thing for me. But if it works for them in the confines of their relationship, then the only thing I would say for Michael Blackson is there was no need for him to tell everybody that. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Because people judge. That's, you know what I'm saying? Like, right now, we're judging. Like, people judge. If he knows that he does that and she agrees to it, the whole world don't got to know all that. That's personal business. You know what I'm saying? That's within your marriage or whatever the case may be. So, so you know, that's just pretty much my take on it. If it works for them, it works for them. But it's not for me. I could just tell you that right now.
I think he put that like the disclaimer.
I'm married.
I think he put that disclaimer out. I think he put that disclaimer out there just because he's going to still continue his own antics. But okay, that's because I got engaged. Don't think things is changing. Okay, she's understanding that I'm still going to be doing the same thing. So he put that out there.
I saw it on the show. Yeah. I saw it on the show where they literally was talking about the same exact thing. And he said, you know how I am, boo. You know how I am, boo. You know what I'm saying? That's how he's talking. He said, you know how I stay. And, you know, she was like, yeah, but you know, you got to be safe. It was just, you know, it's all for the TV. They're going to be all right. Trust me, they're going to be all right. Hey. They live in that lifestyle. A lot of people live in that lifestyle right now, so they'll be good.
Right.
So. Reality show starting for them. Go ahead. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, definitely. And it's going to lead up to the wedding, a fantastic wedding. That's on them. So now I have another question. You know, it's a common question, but I'm going to break it down. Unpack it for me. Yes.
I just thought about something. I'm sorry. And before we jump on, I got a question to ask you real quick. You have a boyfriend, but you have a boyfriend. Right. So this is you have a boyfriend and your boyfriend came to you and said, listen, I want to bring a third person into this relationship. Right. But he says, I don't mind if it's a man that's with you.
Hey.
Party over there.
How would you take that? Because usually it's always the reverse. You know, yo, I want to bring another.
I'm selfish. Another woman in a relationship. I don't want that.
I didn't say that. I said, but I'm.
Wait. Bro. But yeah. Man, okay.
Whoa, John, you said another man. What are you talking about?
Another man. Yes.
For him. Yo, for him too.
Yo. Yeah. No.
No way, dude.
Yo. I didn't say for him too. I said another
maybe
man
for him,
in
maybe
relationship,
for
just for her. I've seen this already, and it's out there. I've seen sisters with two boyfriends, and both boyfriends accept the fact that she's with both of them. You know, that doesn't mean you have to be with them at the same time, but they accept the fact that this woman, and you can go look and you can find it. It's easy. A woman is being the dominant one, and she has two male boyfriends. Mm. And they all know about each other, and then she's living her life. And they both love her. One's kissing on her arm, the other one's kissing on her lip. And this is the life that they live. Me, that's not for me, but I'm just asking Cynthia, would she do something like that? And I guess she answered that question fast.
I really did. I guess maybe that's the fantasy side of me, because any relationship I've ever been in, I've never cheated. Never entertained anyone.
The two men at once, huh? You think you're a boss like that? You think you can have the two men at once, huh?
Sisters, yeah, have one of them do laundry, one cooks. Oh
yeah.
My goodness!
I know. Yo, please go to the store
real quick. Yes, but you know, the question that everyone always asks is, why do men cheat? But that's such a broad statement. Why do men cheat? Not only that, I want you guys to unpack it. You're with your significant other. She looks good. The sex is great. She cooks. She does everything that you want. She's everything that you're looking for. But yet still, something makes you cheat. What is it?
Let me tell you. A variety of things will make you cheat.
Disclaimer, Martin, before you continue talking. Disclaimer, say it.
Hey, listen. listen. It's a 10-year, there's a 12-year gap on what I'm saying. 12 years before.
There you go.
12 years before. What makes, you know, it's what it is that I think it's a couple of things that go into play. I think it's it could be men think about winning. They think about winning a lot. Like, instead, that's why they're so competitive. Like, okay, look. And they think about winning so much. But they don't think about consequence. It's like, okay, you know what? I could get my stuff off just by dealing with this shit here. I could do this. Or that's like how aggressively they play games. They want to win. Everything is winning. Well, I just spend this. I get this bad chick here. Even the chick just for the night. I just think it's certain opportunities I want to win. I want this. Maybe winning is not the word, but that's what I'm saying. When you score, you win. You feel like you won something. But the thing about it is, men don't think about it like, okay, this is a slight to their woman. They don't think that. They don't look at it like that. They don't look at it like, okay, they don't look at it as disrespect. They don't look at it. The only time they find is disrespect until they get caught. They be like, oh, then it's brought to their attention. They could make, they might feel it, but they, when they're doing it, they're not saying, yo. Because at the end of the day, you, if you really think about it, you and a, you with your woman, married, not married, whatever, and you have a child, say you have a child, the only one that you're supposed to be like, only thing that you are like, you know, supposed to be like bonded to is your blood. To me, it's like, that's my child. Me and my, me, you and your woman or your man, or husband, y'all are not related. It's just like I said before, somebody can love you today, hate you tomorrow. Y'all really don't got that much ties. And people, I think people put emphasize too much on that. And then that's when things gets a little shaky. That's what scares me. See, me, I understand certain things. I gotta avoid people, places, and things. But nah, I mean, I'm good at myself. I'm comfortable now. I'm talking about when I was younger. Certain things, certain things, or I don't want to be rambling, but or there was a time that I used to think like, okay, look, if she cheats once, I'm going to cheat 10 times. I used to have that in my mind. So then I used to feel good because that was my insecurity. When I was young, I used to be insecure. I said, yo, I got a dope chick. And I'm like, all right, she's acting crazy, you know? Sorry, you know what? All right. I used to say to myself, just to continue dealing with her, I'm any one guy, she do it, I'm dealing with 10 chicks. But there's more to it. There's different things. There's no set rule. To me. Well, maybe when John speak, then next thing you know, I'm a double back and add on to some more.
Well, I will say that.
Disclaimer first.
No disclaimer. No disclaimer this time.
No disclaimer.
No disclaimer. I will say that the reason why a lot of us brothers is because the fact that we don't understand the value of something. I think that, you know, we go through life and we just like move at so much of a fast pace. And when I talk about this, I'm talking about the majority, not the minority. Anytime I talk about an issue, I'm always going to talk about the majority, right? Majority of people, men, you know, we go through like, you know, we know how to detach ourselves from the act of sex. And, you know, and not make it to be so emotional. It's just something where we just get instant gratification. We can get up and leave. But what happens is when you have a brother that doesn't understand the value of something well, he will treat it like anything else, something that he could discard and trash to the side. For me personally, I was on that end of the rope. And as I got older, I started appreciating the fact of seeing and conversing with a good woman, right? They're too few, far in between to find. And I think a lot, you know, there's a lot of sisters talking about, I'm a good woman. Whoa, pump your brakes. Not every woman is good. You know, there's some women just as bad as men. And the reason why a man won't realize that is because if he doesn't care, he's only looking at the surface. He's not looking at the core of the individual that he's dealing with, right? So when a brother starts to really care, hopefully he starts to look at the core of the individual, right? Because all that surface stuff is good. You look pretty, you look this, you look that. But what about the core of that individual? Like, do they really care for who you are as an individual? Would they drop everything? This comes back to the loyalty part that Monty was talking about. And those are the things that you can't put a price tag on. They're priceless. That's the valuable intangibles that's just what makes a real wholesome, good woman, you know? And that's the thing. Like, when you find a woman like that and you cheat on her, you damage that. I think the damage is irreparable. There's no way to go back. It's just the damage is permanent. And it's funny because I was talking to my wife about that the other day. And I said, you know, you can't truly say that you love somebody and you love that person, why would you want to be the cause of their pain? A comment earlier, Monty, where you said, you have a bond with your child, but, you know, it's different from having a bond with who you're dealing with, right? And I disagree wholeheartedly. Because when you get married, you get married in front of the eyes of the Lord, right? And I'm not the most holiest person, but that spiritual bond is what's lacking in a lot of relationships. And that spiritual bond would help a man understand the value in which he has in a woman. Very important. And it's been, and that's been missing from a lot of relationships. So that's just my personal take on that, Cynthia. I hope that answers your question to all the ladies out there. You know, that's just how I feel.
Okay. All right. So they say that when females do what guys do to them, they can't handle it. So how would you handle if your person cheated on you, your partner?
It's over.
You're not giving them a chance?
There's no chance. Now let's, you know what, you know, if I cheated first, no, there's no chance. I don't care. No.
You're not going to find out why they did it?
No, I don't know. No, I mean, they could make up anything in the world, but I did not go as far as for you taking off your clothes to make you do that. I could do everything else on the outside, but I did not do anything like that for you to go that far.
But if they said they're sorry, they won't do it again. They're begging you.
Yo, listen, tell the next guy. Tell that same guy you was with. It's over. There's not a
chance. Monty, you'll not take her back if she cheated on you.
No. But I'll do like Michael Blackson. I'll take you back, but I'm gonna have 10 chicks. Straight up. You wanna deal with me? This is the terms that we're gonna work with. All right, cool. All right, you did it. You want me? You want me to stay with you? All right, but I got 9 girls and I'm going out all the time. This is what's gonna happen. And then she's gonna wanna have to leave me. That's how I'm giving it up.
Right, John, if you're married, if you know your partner cheated on you, what you gonna do?
We both operate off the premises of, respect is no longer there, then I'm out, right? So we both understand. I think that's the breaking ground, especially for me. But I'm gonna be truly 100 right here and transparent. I have had this happen to me before, right? I was with somebody for like 7, 8 years, 8 and a half, and that person cheated. Now what I'm about to say next, like I said, I'm gonna keep it 100. I'm not saying that she was right for cheating, because I didn't cheat on her. But I will say that females are just as much physically stimulated by what they see as much as men. I did let myself go, like really bad. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you see, I told you I lost 117 pounds. I was 117 pounds bigger than what you saw right now. So, you know, in my mind, I looked at it in hindsight, like just be one real to myself, like, you know, she probably was like, yo, you know, I still have love for him, but he doesn't look the same like he used to. I just let myself go. And not making excuses for her, but I'm just looking at myself and saying like, yo, you know, what changed? You know, and that was that part I was trying to figure out. But the reality is, when it did happen, I was nice enough to get told by somebody created a Facebook page. This girl was like, told me. She said, yo, you're so much of a good man. And, you know, she told me the whole lowdown. And somebody I knew saw something. And with that being said, I didn't think of that. Like, yo, it's so crazy because her family member, one of her family members said, you know, John, people make mistakes all the time and you should give her a chance. I kid you not, bro. And, yo, I looked at that family member and said, I just started laughing. I said, you must be out your damn mind. I said, I know. Yep. And I told the family member, I know my value. Straight up.
Yeah, tell that family member to go that way. Tell her go that way. Go far.
Oh, yo, I'm good.
So go over there.
Real though. Uh-huh. Side note, the mom smacked the daylights out of her, which is hilarious. Shout out to her. But I can't say who it is. But mom smacked the daylights.
Yeah, but then why did you feel guilty about how you looked at the reason why she did what she did?
Because the reality is
she's filthy.
When you're in a relationship, hold on now. I'm not saying that what she did was wrong. I'm not saying what she did was wrong. But I'm gonna say that when you're in a relationship, you should want to take care of yourself. You feel what I'm saying? It goes both ways, man. You know, a man want to get with a woman and want the woman to stay the certain way that she was and blah, 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 whatever. But then the man want to just let himself go and expect the same results from her. See, I learned that hard lesson. It don't work like that. You know what I'm saying? You got to uphold. When you're in a married, when you're in a relationship, you want to try to make your appearance the best you can for your significant other and take care of yourself. It's important. And that's one of the things that I carried over into this relationship. And I was so happy. It's so funny because I was so glad that she cheated because it allowed me to be with my wife now. You know what I'm saying? So everything worked out the way that we did for a reason. It was a good thing to happen.
Good stuff.
You know what I'm saying? So, and one more thing. I never tried to figure out. In the beginning, I used to ask her, I said, why? And then I caught myself. I said, why am I asking for it? Does it really matter what the reason why is? It doesn't matter. What's done is done. You did it, right? So, yeah. And she tried to buy me a car, by the way.
She's gonna do more than that, man. Screw that shit.
It was like, I'm an idiot. She was trying to buy me a Range Rover. I was like, nah, I don't want it. You can keep that. I don't need it.
No. The titles in my name or whatever. No, even that. No.
Everything would have been in my name. She would have paid for everything. She was like, yo, what you want? I'm sorry. And I was just like, nah, I'm good. Yo, once you're not my queen no more, you're not my queen, yo. I'm upset.
Shorty, go that way. Go bump your head on the sidewalk, so man. Go that way. Quick.
So that makes me with this question just now you guys are speaking. You know, they always say hurt people. So say the person cheated on you or stuff didn't work out, or they came from a previous relationship and stuff wasn't right. Do you think that affects the relationship that you're in, or if you guys were in a relationship that were not the way you wanted it to be, would that affect the relationship that you are in now?
Kind of, sort of. Because if a woman's coming from an abusive relationship, you know, and she's so cringy if you raise your voice, she's cringy, like, you know, I mean, she might just think back of before, you know what I'm saying? You don't know. Certain things, but me, I try not to carry on anything that was negative in my past. I try not to. Anything that's negative, but then certain things that if a woman do to me, you know, I'll be like, oh, maybe think about some other bull crap, but, you know, I don't know. But for me, no, I try not to. I mean, it could affect, but it's not even more a relationship. Things that happen in a family, with their mother and their father would affect a lot of things too. Not just a old relationship boyfriend, but that could hurt deep, a mother and father relationship and that child. And that woman or that man coming into a relationship, not say they come in from a relationship, their mother and father wasn't together, you know, and she as a child and she never seen her father or she don't see her mother, or there's not a good relationship between both of them. That could be hurt. Anything in the past, I think, could actually hurt them. You know what I mean? But it's about how the person who's receiving it, how they handle it, even though they know in this situation. You just gotta actually talk to them and build with them. I don't know. That's how I look at it. You know, certain things. Yeah.
John,
number one, no, I didn't do that because for me, when it happened to me, if I'm looking backwards, how can I see my future? That's number one, right? I'm gonna have time for that. What's done is done. Did I learn? Yes, absolutely. So I'm real man's not gonna triple the same step twice, right? So I learned from that. Now as for my wife, you know, she had her situation, and this is why I said that it's important for a man to know the value of something. I would tell any woman out there, if you know you're dealing with a man that doesn't understand the value of something good, you need to walk away as quickly as possible. It's important for that man to know. And the reason why I'm saying this is because, you know, my wife put me through the ringer. She had her issues. She had her stuff. But I seen the potential that was in her. I knew what she was capable of. But It's just like anything else. If all your life you've been fed bread and water, and I told you bread and water was steak, you were going to believe that that's steak. Because all your life you've been eating it, and I've been telling you it's steak. So now finally when steak shows up, this is foreign to you. This happens to a lot of women. They've been treated bad or treated not, you know, as good throughout their life by men. And then one man comes out of nowhere and treats them right. And sometimes they rebel because they be like, yo, this is not, what is this? Like, why are you acting like this? And that's one of the things. I was consistent and I was patient. And I told her, I said, listen, I know that, you know, certain things happen in your past, but yeah, I'm going to show you that I'm here. I ain't going nowhere. So, you know, let's take our time, relax, man. Let's take it easy, mama. It's easy. You know what I'm saying? So I had that energy where when she flare up, I just looked at her and just smiled, say, yo, you all right? I just laughed at her. And she's like, yo, why are you here? I'm like, yo, what do you want from me? I'm like, I think you know what I want from you. I was very clear in the beginning, but we're going to be all right, though. Don't worry. And as time went on, me being consistent in what I do and always doing the things that I do. And I told her, and I was very confident in my ability. I said, you're going to have no choice but to love when this is all said and done. Trust me when I tell you. And if she come in here right now, she'll tell you, I can't live without her. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, I was patient. You know, us brothers, we got to be patient. You know what I'm saying? If you know the value, and it goes back once again, if you know the value of what you have, you're going to be patient. You know what I'm saying? You're going to treat that woman like that, like you just bought a X6 or the latest Mercedes Benz. You're going to wash that car down. You're going to keep it clean. You're going to throw the thing, you got to know the value of what you have.
Saying, I'm glad you mentioned consistency. Like us females, we want consistency in males, and a lot of guys don't know how to give the consistency. Do you have any tips to help these fellas out there on how can they maintain consistency in the relationship?
Oh, goodness. I do. You know I do, Cynthia, you know I do. But you know what? I'm going to put Monty on the spot. I want to see Monty answer. Excuse me, Lamont. I want to see Lamont answer on this one.
Listen, I got a tip, right? My tip is, listen. My tip is, look, just try to be yourself, you know, try to be yourself and go above and beyond what you think is a good thing and don't overlook how they feel. Don't overlook, because I do that a lot. That's what I'm guilty of. And that's why when the tip part comes to me, I have given up giving the tips on consistency. I'm old and I'm still learning, you know, because, you know, due to certain things, got a new child and things change. Yeah? The parameters change so much that it's like, you know, consistency, there's hardly any consistency. You just only the consistency there is for me. And my fiance is just love. You know what I mean? As far as like how I'm acting this way, oh, I got to cook this, or I got to do this, I got to do that to make her happy. I'm trying to figure all of that out. Just this, that, and the third. Because it's different now. We have a child, and it's like, you know, so much different things going on. So okay. I'm not going to be the expert on that one.
I'm not an expert either, but I'm just going to give my opinion on what it is. The first things first, Cynthia, is that I cannot be responsible for somebody else's happiness. That's number one, right? I think a lot of us go through in a relationship saying, you know, I gotta make this person happy. And I used to do that a lot. And I realized that each individual is responsible for their own happiness. And what happens is even in marriage, you're supposed to add on to their already happiness that they have. Because no matter how much you try to do, if that individual is not happy within themselves, you are wasting your time.
Definitely.
Right? So with that being said, one of the things I will talk about, yes, being constant, being consistent, being where you say you're going to be, knowing the past of the woman that you're dealing with, and easing that pain that she has. If she, you know, it takes a responsibility. It's a responsibility to nourish a relationship. And one of the things that's important is knowing the past so you could handle that as such, right? If she had a man that cheated a lot and was never to be found, you know, give her a call, I mean, you know, once or twice a day, say, hey, baby, I'm just checking in on you, just saying hi, whatever. Little things like that matter, right? Know her love language, right? Something I had to learn over time. I could have bought my wife all type of gifts, stuff like that, whatever. And you know what makes her happy and turns her on? She sees me, I'm playing with my son, and I just sometimes just catch her standing in the doorway looking at me. And I'm like, yo, what's up? Why are you looking at me like that for? She's like, nothing. Or I might, like this weekend, I cleared out my entire garage and cleaned it because she asked it. And stuff like that makes her excited. And I'm like, you gotta be kidding. But the reality behind it is everybody has a different love language. See, I was going by a product about this, and I'm thinking that, oh, that's what you, that's not necessarily the case. You know what I'm saying? So know the person who you're dealing with love language. Be patient. You know what I'm saying? Treat a woman. Listen, man. You need to treat a woman like this. Okay? This is an orchid. I bought it for my wife yesterday, 2 days ago. You have to water that woman, man. Flower her. Give her sun. Give her support. Give her energy and watch her grow and watch her blossom. You know what I'm saying? And this is the reality behind it. You know, to my brothers, support your woman dreams. Support your woman dreams. Do not hinder it. You know what I'm saying? So in other words, I supported my wife. She wanted to go back to school. She said, I know it's going to be a lot. I said, listen, baby, I got the kids. I got whatever. Do your school. That's what you want to do. I got the video of me screaming at her thing, talking about, you did it, baby. And, you know, all the people was yelling, laughing, screaming, clapping for her. Because I was like, I remember all the sleepless nights. She was tired and this, and she was going to work. And she was like, you know, she was feeling bad as a mother, talking about, I can't do the things as a wife. I can't do the things that, you know, I know. But I said, yo, calm down. This is temporary. We're forever. Do what you got to do. Because I know that if you don't do this, I don't want you looking back saying, what if? So now she got her master's. I told her she wouldn't go back for a PhD. We're talking about that. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, you know, you're supposed to balance one another and help each other out, support each other's dreams, drive that person to do better. Don't step in front of the way. Help them go along that journey. You know what I'm saying? That's important. Another thing is allowing that woman to keep her individuality. That's very important. Just because she got married, just because she had a child, doesn't mean that she still doesn't have dreams and things that she want to do as herself, as an individual. It's important to find that balance. That's what I do for my wife because she needs that, you know? Like, and another thing is for us brothers to recognize when your woman needs a moment. You know what I'm saying? Women are just like us too. They need a moment. Sometimes they don't say it, but they need a moment. I can see when my son is asking her a lot of things to do, and my daughter's coming. I'm like, okay, pause, everybody. Come to me. Then I tell my wife, I say, yo, go ahead and take a break, watch some TV or whatever. It could be the simplest stuff. Give her 3 hours just to recoup. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to know, or, you know, send her to a spa to go with her friends or whatever the case may be. But the bottom line is, know your mate. Be patient, flower that relationship, take care of the relationship like a flower and water it with love, watch it grow, support her and her dreams, and you're good to go. That's what I would tell all my brothers out there. You know what I'm saying? Just know the value of what you have and treat it as such.
Touche.
I know that was a long drawn out thing, but that was one of those things I had to get it in.
That was fine. And you brought it up again. I was going to say while you guys were talking, even before when Manji was saying, like, you don't know the way this person's parents are. You don't know the way they grew up. You don't know what they've been through. And I think it goes both ways. You have to take time to know your partner. Not only in the beginning. Relationship. Things change. Things happen. They might not have expressed certain things to you. But do you agree with that, taking time to know the person that you're with?
Absolutely.
And that's from everything, like from what was your childhood like?
Absolutely.
How do you interact with family? Like what happened? Anything happened in your past? You might not tell it to me in the beginning, but I want to know something happened. Because throughout the relationship, I know you're going to learn like something's not right. Something had to have happened in that person's childhood because they're acting this way. Something had to have happened.
Yeah, so because your childhood helps mold you, right? So that's why I said, if you heard what I said prior, not too long ago, I said it's important that you know the love language, you know your mate, you know the past, you know what's going on. I said the same thing. It's important because it helps you know how to handle a situation with your individual that you're dealing with if you care enough for them, right? So like I said, if she was traumatized from her previous boyfriend being out and never coming home, and you really love that woman, don't do it. You know that's something that, is it really worth doing the same thing when you know it's going to make us something? Don't do it. It's not difficult. You know what I'm saying? It's just us men, sometimes we have to humble ourselves and bring it down and just be like, listen, I got this. You know what I'm saying? When you keep it calm, when a woman revs up, I go down. I go the opposite way because I gotta be that calmness that settles her down and bring her back down. You know what I'm saying? So that's me. That's how I handle it.
But what if it's a combination of things and all of a sudden she doesn't tell you right away? She tells you like...
You're going to find out over time, though. You got to be patient. That's what I said. Remember I told you? Constant, consistent, patient. Patient.
For 4 years, 5 years?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You have to be patient. That's what it comes down to. Now, if it's to the point that where y'all can't get along, it's different. But over time, you're going to find out things. There's things that I found out about my wife a year ago. You know what I'm saying? Not everything is going to come out. It just comes out over time. And I know my wife now for, 14 years? We've been married for, 8? You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, it's one of those things where when it comes, you handle it as such. Now, that doesn't change the love. It just makes the person is more comfortable over time and it just reveals things to you. There's a lot of things that happen to women or men in general that's not easy to talk about. They want to forget it. Some things are so traumatic that they just block it out and they literally forget about it, lock it away in their mind, and something triggers them to remember. So these things happen. You just gotta be patient, man. Patient with the one that you love.
And consistent.
Yeah,
consistent. You have to earn their trust because like a lot of they're not gonna reveal what they're going through or whatever they've been through if it's some sort of like, I wanna tell him, but then I don't know if this is gonna last or not. So let me just keep it to myself still. Mm-hmm. John, you're married. Lamont, you have a fiance. What made you decide that this is the one? I know you've been with other females, both of you guys. What made you decide this is the one that I'm willing to walk the end of the earth with?
Well, me.
I'm going to make her mine officially.
Well, me, it was about that time that, you know, I've been out there. I've been out and about for years, you know. Been out and about for years. And I knew her for years, but I've been out and about. I knew her for 10, but I've been out and about with her for more than that. And it's just, I just felt like, you know, it's this time, you know, me and her, we share the same birthday. But there's a lot of things that me and her is like, you know, kind of, I wouldn't say soulmates. I wouldn't sound wimpy like that, but it's like a lot. There's a lot that I
accept. It's not wimpy, bro. Don't say that.
It's a lot of things. It's a lot of things that I accept from her, who she is, and she accepts from me. She's like, oh, that's just my, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, and she doesn't really, if she judged me to improve me, you know? So, I mean, there was a time years ago when I got hurt. And me and her was not just dealing, like, on and off. And I had got hurt, and I had got an ACL injury. And this was like 2012 or something like that. Out the blue, she just came out. And I didn't probably see her in months. But me and her would speak, but I'm hurt. But you know, she doing her thing or whatever. I'm whatever. She came by one day and she brought me sushi. I'm there with my leg kicked up on the thing, on the chair, elevated with ace bandages and stuff like that. And I'm like, wow, she's different, man. Even though I didn't like the sushi, but you know what I mean? But she cared, you know. She can't, man. So that's what I said. You know, take my hat out the game. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, you know, give it to somebody who appreciates me. You know, somebody who appreciates me.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I guess it's my turn. So,
yes, it is.
How did I know that she was the one? When she hears this, she's going to be like, I can't believe you said this, but I'm going to say it. I said that I made her do something that she didn't want to do. I was tested. I said, let me see. And when she did it, I literally said, yeah, she's going to be my wife. Literally. Now, all the other things I was like good on. Like I was like, you know, checking her. You know, like I said, I watched people for years. So I knew her for a while prior to all this went down. And I said, you know, in my mind, I was like, man, she's a good woman, right? She has all the things that I like, but there was always that one question of, would she do for me something that she wouldn't want to do? That's always how I think, right? So I don't know if y'all ever seen my feet before her. My feet was like kicking. I could kick flour and stomp on dust. My feet were horrible. Just being 100 honest. And I remember I said, you know what? I remember she'd be like, yo, I don't do feet. I don't touch feet. And one day I was just like, yo, I'm really hurting. Yo, can you do my feet for me? Right? And she's like, I'm not doing that. I'll pay me a fee to get done. I said, ah, that's okay. So I kept on asking her. And eventually she's like, all right, I'll do it. Now I had the video and she'll laugh. I had the video when she was doing it. Her face was like this, screwed up when she was doing it, with gloves on, but she was doing it. And I was just like, real talk. And I was just looking at her like, yo, she really does care. You know what I'm saying? And I know that sounds weird, but she was going against every fiber in her body to do this for me. And I knew at that point that was one thing that I did. And the second one was I cut off my dreads. I never cut my dreads for anybody. I had my dreads for a while. But she made a comment when she was like, yeah, I think you look so handsome if you cut your hair.
Oh, wow.
And I, for her birthday, that's when I knew another one too. I said, yeah, I'm marrying her. I cut my hair off and I tricked her. I did like this whole big video on my laptop. I told her when she drove up to my house, I left the door open so you could come in my apartment. I recorded it. I put a box, a Macy's box in my bedroom. And the laptop said, press play. And it was a video of all her coworkers and people saying happy birthday and all this other stuff, whatever. And then it ended with me going to buy her favorite Boston baked beans. Shout out to Boston baked beans. I don't know if you remember those candies from the corner store.
Red box.
Back in the days. I went to the hood. I went back to the hood to get it because I had to find it. And, you know, I bought that for her. I walked into the corner store. The corner store guy was saying happy birthday. So it ended with me walking into the barbershop and she didn't catch it. So she thought I was going to get a lineup. The barber was like, yo, happy birthday, Leticia. Shout out to you, blah, blah, blah. So she's playing all of this. And then all of a sudden it cuts to a video of her face. And I say, you know, happy birthday, baby. And I say, you know what? I'm going to give you the greatest gift that I can give you, whatever the case may be. I hope you enjoy it. So I hopped into the shower when she came. She didn't see me. So I said, you know, your present's on the bed. And I locked my shower door. So on the video, I could see her talking to herself because she doesn't know what I'm recording. And she's like, what is this boy doing now? He's crazy. Right? So she opens up the box. Then she sees the picture of her face. So she starts unwrapping it. And then she saw my dreads laid out in the box. And the look of her face, like her eyes opened up big, and I came out the shower and I was like, what's up? And she seen me with my haircut. She must have kissed me for like 5 to 10 minutes, bro. She was like, all she said was, you're so handsome. Oh my God. I said, happy birthday. We didn't even leave the house that night. We were supposed to go out for a thing, but we didn't even make it like that. Left the next day. But just being real, the whole thing is, reality is, I did things too as well that I never thought I would do. And that's how I knew she was the one, yo. Real talk. Mm-hmm. Over any other, and I dealt with a lot of females in my time, but I looked at her differently from every other female that I ever been with.
Wait a minute. Cynthia, did we ask, are you involved or anything, or married, engaged?
I did. But she low key kind of ducked the question.
He did ask. He did ask, and then you like,
ask
you know,
the question.
You dubbed him.
Yes,
you dubbed him. You know?
So let's go back to Cynthia. Cynthia, are you involved any way, shape, and form with somebody? Yes or no?
Okay, no.
Okay. Are you dating?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Is that something that you just, you know, by choice, or you just don't, nothing out there is appealing to you in a sense?
No, I believe in transparency. So let me say that correctly. I believe in transparency. I was in a situation recently.
That wasn't the guy you was talking about before, was it?
No.
With the care package.
That's done. That been done. But it just didn't work. It didn't work.
I can tell she's uncomfortable right now.
Yeah, let's go back to...
Not that I'm uncomfortable. It's more so because I don't, like, you know, I don't share my personal business. And I know this is...
I know.
There. So this is, like, really new for me. Like...
Mm-hmm. I know. So let me ask you one more. Let me ask you one more question, right?
Uh-huh.
For all the brothers out there that want to know, you need to watch the podcast. Cynthia is a very beautiful woman, right? So you watch the podcast so y'all can see how she looks. So to all my brothers out there, I'm going to ask these questions for y'all. What type of man do you like?
The first thing that comes to my mind is right now, someone that's honest. I can tell you what I like for looks, but that really don't really matter to me. If I look at your, like, how's your heart? Like, what's your intention? What's your plan? What do you want out of life at this point? Because you know what? Well, I'm older. I don't want to play around. And I think a lot of people are caught up into this social media, everything at a fast-paced, hype stuff. I think I'm a bit old school. I grew up with my grandparents. I've seen my grandfather and my grandmother. I've seen love. It might not have been the perfect love, but I know what I want with love. And I'm not seeing it. I'm not chasing. I'm not looking for it. If it comes, I'll gladly appreciate it. But off the top, trust, consistency.
So if her brothers approach you, how would they be able to approach you?
I'm approachable. I mean, if you look at me for face value and I'm outside, a lot of people say either I look conceited or I'm mean. I'm not. I love to laugh. I'm a comedian. I like to have a good time. But I always have so much stuff on my mind that I might not give off that type of...
That energy.
Mm-hmm. Right. But if you're bold, I mean, I got to give it to you. If you're bold and you're going to approach me and you approach me in a respectful manner, I'll speak to you.
Okay, yeah. Brothers. So you hear that, brothers? You got to be bold. Mm-hmm. Okay, when you approach her, there's times that when I was single, I approached a mother that was with her daughter and spoke to the mother and said, thank you for creating this beautiful young lady for me. Can I speak to your daughter? I didn't care. You need to be bold sometimes to get what you need to get. So when you're approaching Cynthia, be bold. Thank you. That's all I wanted to hear.
Podcast about to get me somebody. Hey,
they gotta go watch the footage and see you so they can know. You know what I'm saying? I just had to throw that out there, you know.
Yes.
And you know, crazy. I had questions, but I honestly, this wasn't even scripted. Like the first question we already did was why do men cheat? But every other question came from what you guys answered. But the first question that I really had was, what was your first impression about your partner? And that ties into everything. I don't have a partner right now, but you guys do. What was your first impression?
My first impression was, good, John.
My first impression was, she's cool. Just being honest. I was already in my prior relationship with the one that cheated on me. And what happened was, the true story, my wife now, we met on a train because I used to love reading books. And she thought that, her being ignorant, she thought that I was not attracted to the opposite sex. And I told her, I said, one day she just was like, yeah, I was just like, yo, what made you think that? Oh, because I would see you read this thing. I would see you read the book on the phone, on the train, and you have your foot up. I said, yeah, I would have my foot up, not cross. You know what I'm saying? So I would have my foot up on my other leg, and I'd be reading the book.
Yeah,
not cross. But she was like, you know, it's not usual. You know, coming from Queens, she's like, it's not, you know, it seemed abnormal, like sketches. Shout out to Sketches. But she said, it seemed abnormal, you know, a brother sitting there reading a book. Every day he was reading a book. And you just didn't care about anything. I said, yeah, because I just focus on, you know, whatever. And it's so crazy because we used to take the same train. So we end up talking. And one day she found out, oh, Scott, you work with the same job as me. And we just cool. That was my first impression of her, that she was just a cool person. And she thought that I was, you know, gay. So that was hilarious in itself.
Yeah. My first impression of
her.
Yeah, damn right.
My first impression of my fiance is that she's different. That's different. Like, her whole vibe is different. She's not like nobody ever dealt with before. You know, like, you know, a caring. She's coming from a caring place. You know what I'm saying? She can be rough. You know, people's from the projects. You know, so is my mother's from the projects. You know what I'm saying? My mom's is born in the projects. So, you know what I mean? So it's like, you know, it's like that that balance right there, you know, it's just different. And I liked it. I liked it that, you know, we made fun of certain things, like, you know, she'll call the police Popo or some Popo's here with me or something like that. This weird stuff that was just, it was just funny to me that I always gonna remember, you know. So I don't wanna sound wimpy. Okay, what's next?
Yeah. Before you go on, I will say one thing, Mont. This is a side note. This is one of John's side notes right now. Random thoughts. Mont, I'm going to tell you right now, bro. Please don't cry when you go to get married, son.
I think I will.
You know what I'm saying? Don't do it, son. I got caught off guard. I was cursing in the church. It was horrible.
Like, I got let that out.
Like, the whole time I was good. I was like, oh, you don't got... So I ain't crying, man. Come on, man. Oh, nah, I was talking about crying, whatever. The music started playing.
I was calm.
My little nephew and auntie, I was good. Yo, when the doors opened, son,
and you saw her,
it was like she had an aura around her, yo. It was wild. Like, she had an aura around her. Like, she was glowing. Yo, it was like the sun was hitting her at the proper way, coming through the aisle. When the doors opened, I couldn't even see her at first. It was so bright, the light. And it was darker, and all of a sudden it got super bright, and her mother was holding her. And I was sitting there like, oh, you know what I'm saying? And as she's walking to me, and she was so happy and looking at me, I don't know what happened. I started crying, but it was so crazy. I started crying, and then I heard other people say, oh. You know, and then I was like, yo, I said, yo, I turned to my man. And I said, yo, what the F is wrong with me, bro? In the church. Like, I totally could not stop. And then my little nephew started crying. And they got it all on audio, which is hilarious. Later on, we listened to, like, yo, you were wild. And I said, yo, I forgot I was in church. I started cursing. I said, yo, what the F is wrong with me? Why am I crying for? And I could not stop crying. It was, like, the weirdest type of energy thing or whatever the case may be that came over. And I was just like, and I swore that I wasn't going to cry. My man was like, I told you. And I was like, nah, I got to pass it on to mine. Mine. Don't let me down, bro.
He's going to cry.
Let me down, bro.
I'm not going to fight the fight. I ain't going to fight the fight. Yeah. It happened. You know what I mean?
Don't let me down, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Hurry up. But anyway, yeah, Cynthia, continue. That was just my random thought out of nowhere.
I love the story. One thing while you guys are talking to, and I heard both of your takes and cool and she was different. When guys meet me, they say the same thing. I'm cool, I'm different. But I have one thing, and I always say this. I think I need to figure out the law of attraction, because everybody I meet, not the person I was with just now, but everybody that I meet, they have somebody and they really try to pursue me. And I can't do that. I can't be a side chick. I'm not messing up nobody's relationship. I'm not messing with no married men. You have to be single. I don't want no craziness, no foolishness, no. Mm-hmm. I don't like the drama. I seek peace.
Mm-hmm. And you know your self worth, your self value. So,
would you go date lower? I mean, like an age, a 30 for 30 year old roll up on you. You say, hey.
It depends. I mean, I've never thought of it like that. But I look at your level of maturity. Like, you can be my age and act immature, mm-hmm. and it doesn't make sense. You could be older and don't act your age. It's not. But I prefer somebody in my age range, in the 40s. I don't want to do 30s. in the 40s.
So you would deny a 30-year-old if you come 32-year-old, 35-year-old come?
I don't want to do that, no.
Okay.
I would deny it, yes.
Because I believe, like, once somebody gets in their 40s, man, they a lot of things, they experience, kick them in their butt, so much different things, having bad experience, good experience, and it's like, it's a whirlwind, man. It's a whirlwind of the fight, probably. It's, as a man, too, as a man, too, to find somebody when you're in your 40s and you finding a woman in, that's in your 40s that doesn't have, like, that package, like, not that package, that baggage that's with them, it's like, you know, it's a lot. It's a lot. Hold on, John. That's why you would see men in their 40s going for women in their 20s. You would see that because you know what? They know there's not that much complication and they could just cut them off.
You're trying to find someone or gravitate to the female that's in their 30s and 20s. I've noticed a lot of people.
Yeah.
A lot of males.
This is the thing. Let me tell my brothers out there, man. If you got a woman, right, that come with baggage, that doesn't mean that she's bad. She just came with baggage. So you know what you do? You help her unpack the groceries, man. Sometimes things is not that difficult.
Hey.
Yo, if you are a brother that is confident in his ability to do what he has to do, I keep telling you, man. Yo, a woman is going to gravitate towards you because they're not going to have no choice because you are showing them not what they want. You are showing them what they need. It's difference. And when you start moving like that, and you start moving with that air of confidence, it allows that woman to trust in you and be like, you know what? I can follow this dude, man. Because he's really on it like that. He's not on no, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, when he says his word is born, his word is really is born. Like, he's not going to flake on it. You know what I'm saying? So all these things is something that you grow over time, but you need to walk with that type of confidence in you. You know what I'm saying? That you can handle any situation because it don't matter. You know what I'm saying? If I want you, I'm going to make it work. So let's just get it popping. And that's it.
When I was saying baggage, meaning like it's different scenarios, like, okay, baggage could be, she got a baby father's over there. He's crazy. You got this. She got that. We're not talking about she got kids or anything. We're just talking about certain things.
No, yeah, I guess what I'm saying.
Certain things that would corrupt my well-being. If I got options, I would not want to deal with anything that's going to have baggage that's going to affect me.
But what if that's a diamond in the rough, though?
Then I'll lose it.
A diamond starts out imperfect. It's never perfect.
Yeah, see, listen, that means that I would never have that diamond. Would not have
and then
that
you might miss out. You might miss out on the best thing that ever happened to you. If I did that, I wouldn't be my wife right now, which would be the best thing that ever happened to me.
I
lived it. You know what I'm saying? So that's the reality. Cynthia, jump in here. You quiet. Cynthia, quiet in the corner taking notes. I hear the pencil scribbling and traveling on the paper. You know what I'm
saying? She got a lot of notes.
She got the hand. I caught it. She got the thing in her hand. Yo, she right now knows, like, John just dropped the gem. John dropped the goddamn gem. Like, just say it again, brother. Cynthia, what's your take on it?
Baggage. I think even as far as, like, the children, like, I'm in my 40s, and I have children, but I make sure my children don't want for nothing. Relationship-wise, I wouldn't let the person know, meet my kids right away because I don't know where this is heading. The guy I told you about with the mouthwash package, the breath package.
Right.
Oh, yo, real quick. You tell me after I fall out my chair.
Sit there real quick. I did not say baggage for us children. I'm talking about
No, babies. I know. Trust me, I know.
It varies. Remember, that's what I'm saying.
Like, for me, like, some females be like, oh, I have children. I don't think anybody would want me. That don't have nothing to do with it. I have that. That's a part of my story. I do have children. Yes, I do. Baby father scenarios is different. They're not in the way. I make sure my children don't want for anything. So if I'm with somebody, I'm dating you outside, like mouthwash package, I never let him come in my house. He didn't know. He even tried to say, oh, can I use your bathroom? Tree, I'm not letting your kids in my house. And then one day he said, you know, I don't know where you live. So I blurted out my address. I was like, you know where I live. And he's like, no, I never came in your house. I'm not letting you in my house. I don't know where this is
personal space.
So to He could never tell you what's in my house. Can't. I didn't let you in my house. And I'm glad. I'm so glad I did it that way.
You know, I'm going to tell you what I used to do.
But that goes back to what we spoke about earlier. I'm thinking now it just jogged my childhood memory. I remember, and no offense, but my mom, you know, she had a relationship that she was for a while, but there's also a relationship where she was, you know, with different men. And I've seen that. I made sure my kids don't see none of that stuff.
That's good. I used to have this thing, right? Back in the days, like, I used to never deal with women. I used to never deal with women with kids, right? Mm-hmm. But it wasn't because to down them. I used to always look for the benefit of the father. I never used to deal with women with kids. I never. And it was even to a point where, say if I'm over there by the woman, and then all of a sudden, when I started to, they'd be like, "Yo, let me search your child." And I'm like, "Nah. No. I don't want to do that because you know what? I don't want a child to start, if they're not seeing their father. I want them to start looking at me, not as a father, but like, you know, like me maybe taking a place of." But I always had that mindset that I always looked at the perspective of the child and how it would affect them. That's why I didn't. But then as I got older, I started dealing with my kids. But you know, that was my take on it. You know, I never looked at it as a bad thing. I just looked at it as like, yo, listen, you could be with your. I used to tell chicks, yo, you could deal with your father, the child. Why not? And the thing that used to bug me out now, like as older. I would see like older, like like some of my homeboys. Now I ain't gonna say it, like a couple, maybe two of them. They'll have a full family, like say three kids, three, four kids, leave this situation that's not working, however, but then go to another situation and that person has five kids and they'll make it work. And I'm like, to myself, I'm like, yo, why you didn't make this work over here? You know what I mean? But then certain things is like, you know, certain things is what it is. I never spoke to him about it, but I was like, you know, I just don't understand it. Like, you can make things work here. You got three over here, but you're going to five, but you still got your three. So now this is eight, you know? I don't know. Let's find that people take on other relationships, other circumstances, and not dealing with their own circumstances, not to make it worse. But what about for the sake of the kids, you know?
Well, we know why. Look at Nick Cannon. They're saying Nick Cannon about to have how many kids in this short space of time because he got multiple baby mothers or whatever the case may be. We don't know what happened. We don't know.
Yeah, I'm not judging, but I was just wondering. In my mind, that's what took me so long to have a child because I was like, you know what? I'm not going to be no baby father. I'm not doing it. I'm going to do it right. I'm gonna do it right.
And you did it right. So good job.
Oh, so far, so good.
And we'll keep it that way.
Yes.
We'll keep it that way. This game, I want to play this game. I really want to sit here and I need a game.
Of course, you need a game.
It doesn't matter.
Yes. Listen, the game is exciting. The game is very fun, and it goes into different topics. You're gonna get jammed up in your feelings. Don't play it. If you wanna know somebody, do play with somebody. You know, like say one of these guys that you know, not the guy with the care package.
That's tough, man. That's tough.
What is it?
I'm just looking at some info right here, but I'll share this another time. No big deal. In closing, I want to say that to all my brothers out there, if you're listening to this podcast, Cynthia is single. If you want to shoot your shot, watch the video, you see how she is. She likes constant and consistent brothers that are there. And make sure that your hygiene is on point. Okay? That
means you gotta be kind of tall. And you gotta be tall.
You like them tall too?
I'm tall.
She's like 5'6", 5'7".
I'm
5'11". Okay, I'm about to say my wife is like, oh, yeah, okay. So you like them tall, then you want them 6'3 and above. Okay. So you wouldn't date a guy like 5'9", 5'8".
No, I would. I don't discriminate.
She just won't wear heels.
You gotta be single though.
Not single for the night. Gotta be single in general.
Real story, and this is for another time. I have dated a UConn basketball player back in the days, and she was 6'4", and I was 5'9". That's a whole nother story that I'll tell y'all another time, which was hilarious.
All right, so
thank you guys for answering these questions. I hope you female that's listening, I hope you took pointers, and if you have any other questions, feel free on, I'm going to put on a podcast, right? Once you haven't shared a question with me and I'll share it back to the guy, then we'll do this again.
Yes, yes. And look forward to the clips from these actual, we are actually on Zoom. We're going to be posting these clips on our Facebooks and our YouTube channel. And you will get this in the description of this podcast. But yes. Okay. So in closing, shall I say, when I'm on my Denzel shit, I'm unstoppable. Peace.